Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting third, the center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Chris Ward. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 0. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Fuentes moves to second. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Fuentes moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparing moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparring covering, for the out. Spear moves to third. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bonds out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 0 in the game. Rochelle hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Spear, and towards Fuentes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sparing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Gary Thomason pinch hits for Jim Barr. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field. Tyrone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tyrone. Here's the throw into the infield and Maddox is out. Fuentes moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodson bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews moves to second. Dave Kingman pinch runs for Ed Goodson. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to third for the out. Kingman moves to second. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader is walked intentionally. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman now playing first base. John DeAquisto now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tyrone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.